Arkansas has the fastest growing prisons in the nation, and costs are ballooning. A new law aims to expand a program that sifts out low-level offenders and treats them differently from harder criminals. Instead of going to prison, people who commit petty violations will be sent to a community correction center. Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek visited one of these centers to learn how it's different.
The new law focuses on low-level violators, people who test positive for drugs on parole or write bad checks. It lets them go to a correction center instead of sharing barracks with murderers in prison. Benjamin Vestal has spent most of his life locked up for drug, theft, and fraud-related crimes. The 26-year-old says prison is scary. When you get there, they ask where to send your body if anything happens.
You can either be buried there or they can contact your family, and like just right then you know that you're there for, you got to defend yourself. You got always got to be looking over your back. It's crazy.
Vestal has been in Little Rock's Community Correction Center for 9 months for breaking and entering and theft. He had the chance to go there instead of prison, and he took it. It's a low security residence with shared dorms, classrooms, and an open meeting space. Every day, 150 yellow-clad residents gather in a large gymnasium to resolve conflicts.
Change places real quick. While you're both out here, just change places. Mr. Kelly, you need to write your tickets correctly. Go ahead,
Center
Mr.
staff
Kelly,
stand at a podium to read the tickets the men have written up on one another.
Staff member told me outside, stand up outside, and you told me another resident. Shut the F up, I'm going to eat my sandwich.
Yes, Eric, I own this, and I can try and maintain my anger and remember to be respectful to all the other residents in here at all times and do what I'm told.
I accept.
Squash it. Everyone says squash it, and then the men shake hands. Department of Community Corrections spokeswoman Dinah Tyler says residents get therapy and classes to learn basic life skills.
Some of these people come in here and they honestly haven't had any kind of structure in their life. Might have had an absent parent or two absent parents raised by some other family member.
The residents learn what it's like to have structure. They're doing chores or are in classes from 4:30 in the morning until lights out at 10 o'clock. Tyler says prisons are just too big and cash-strapped to offer that kind of help. She says about half of people in prison return after release, but at these centers, it's down to nearly a quarter. Vestal says he healed some wounds from his childhood there, and he's got new ways to cope without drugs.
I realize how to deal with things without being high, like feelings, stress with different temptations and anger issues. Like, you learn to deal with that sober.
Vestal says he wants to stay free this time. His family has helped him line up a job and a place to live, and they're waiting to see the real proof. Now about 1,600 male and female parole violators will go through similar programs around the state. It's results of a two-year-long task force that found the change could bring several hundred million dollars in savings to the state. The changes take full effect January 1st. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.